Congress has begun debating legislation meant to end television as we know it. The idea is to tell broadcasters they have to shut off the old analog TV signals within 4 years and convert to digital technology. The plan is welcomed by groups tired of waiting for digital, but consumer groups and broadcasters worry the proposal would move too quickly. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Before members of Congress fell in love with the Internet, with e-commerce and e-government, they had another love affair with something called digital television. This was the revolutionary technology that would persuade consumers to buy lots of new gadgets and would rejuvenate the tech sector. But it's been a decade since lawmakers like Billy Tozan first began pitching woo to digital, and the offspring, widespread adoption of digital TV, is still just a bun in the oven. Now Tozan says he's tired of waiting.
We're not going to be sitting here 10 years from now talking about this. Either we will work it out collegially and collectively, as we've tried to do through the roundtables, or we will work it out legislatively.
Tozan's threatening with a stick because the original carrot didn't work. In 1996, Congress gave or loaned the broadcasters enough spectrum, enough frequencies, so they could send out both digital and analog signals while consumers slowly threw out their old TV sets. Years later, most people still watch analog TV. So Tozan says he wants to set a hard and fast date, December of 2006, for broadcasters to get off their analog spectrum. Michael Fiorilli, testifying for the National Association of Broadcasters, told a House subcommittee, don't do it.
Chairman Tozan and members of the committee wisely ensured that 85% of consumers in any given market would be able to receive DTV signals before ending analog broadcasting in that market. By eliminating that 85% consumer safeguard, this draft could disenfranchise millions of viewers and would do irreparable damage to free over-the-air broadcasting.
He wasn't alone. Tozan's modest proposal, he says it's just a proposal, sparked so much industry concern, lobbyists were spilling out of the hearing room into the hallway. Most Americans watch cable, yet few cable customers can receive digital signals. Tozan's proposal could also force cable systems to go digital. Jim Gleason of Cable Direct said if he spent money on digital TV, he might have to neglect other digital efforts that Congress has declared a priority.
For example, my company is buying cable systems in rural Missouri and Tennessee, where it will cost nearly $15 million simply to upgrade and launch digital cable and high-speed internet that will close the digital divide.
It's consumers who stand to gain or lose the most if Tozan's idea wins support. The proposal includes a variety of complex requirements, including one that would guard against digital piracy. Industry has tried and failed to agree on many of these terms. If Congress passes these requirements into law, equipment that consumers buy now might not work with the digital TV systems of the future. Gene Kimmelman of Consumers Union said that would make tons of expensive equipment outmoded.
Think about what's at stake here. We're talking about a nation moving towards 300 million television sets, 40 million DVD players, probably double that many VCRs.
Consumers will eventually have to buy new TVs, but Kimmelman says any congressional mandate should not leave consumers confused about whether their TV will work with all their other stuff. But consumers can count on more confusion as they try to figure out just what's going to hurt the most, getting digital TV very slowly or having Congress push the adoption of the technology. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.